Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that
blow. What's up, everybody? Yeah, welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's going on, everybody? Well, we know what's going on with Bitcoin. Bitcoin traded 15,000. It's amazing. There's been talk of a potential hack, which was always one of my concerns. But again, I'm not going to worry about that. We've seen hacks in other places and other areas. But I'll tell you one thing that is now officially a bubble. Now, what does it mean? Well, I mean, it means it'll probably sell off at some point. But, you know, it doesn't mean that it's not good. You know, remember, we've seen bubbles in history in many things. I mean, the internet was a bubble, and now the internet is not a bubble because it rectified and took care of everything. So, you know, is 15,000 the right price for the Bitcoin? I can't tell you that today. I can tell you that right now that's the true market, and that's where it's at. But will it sell off? It'll probably have a pretty big haircut one of these days, but then we'll see, you know, where it ends up trading and being when it's all said and done. And one of the things we're seeing here is you've got the fear of missing out. You've got everybody chasing into it right now. They got to get in. They don't want to miss out. And of course, these are all great signs. Now, again, we've got the new product opening Sunday night, I believe, at the CBOE. So we'll see how that trades out and how that plays. And, you know, that could be part of the reason we're seeing a big push up here in Bitcoin. But again, this is a blow off. We'll call this, you know, this is when right now we know that price and time are meaningless, that the buyers are just buying and not concerned about anything else. And there is no fear. There is nothing to think about. And that is something that we always have to remember about a market. Okay. It doesn't mean it could continue to go higher. All right. But it is 100% not a buy here, because at the end of the day, it's going to have some major meltdown from that particular status and get a big sell-off. Now, will it be a permanent sell-off? We don't know that. We don't know if it's a scam or the real deal. It appears to be real. You know, as I've said, I mean, the cryptocurrency world appears to be a real world now. You know, it's funny. You listen to these jackasses on TV and they talk about, well, there's going to be some government intervention. Well, the purpose of the cryptocurrency, from my understanding, is that the government can't intervene into it. So how are they going to stop it? All right. If they're going to intervene, what are they going to do about it? You know, it's supposedly untrackable. So how are they going to go ahead and make the adjustments that they're talking about? How are they going to regulate it? And that, I think, is the interesting thing. You know, this goes into a lot of different things in history. You know, it's like if we talk about marijuana, okay? Marijuana, you know, in some states, obviously, is not legal, so the government can regulate it. But do you think that people are not buying it on the off market? You're not buying it illegally somewhere? No different than poker or sports betting sites. Do we not have the ability to get into those things? I mean, have they not figured out how to let you get into some of the illegal sites that aren't recognized here? You know, I mean, we had the poker shutdowns, but in the meantime, you can play poker online now if you want in the United States. There's plenty of sites out there that are offshore that'll let you play. In fact, they want Bitcoin. as payment, but they'll take whatever. So, you know, we can look at, you know, all these different things, and we can listen to all these people tell us about what's going on and how this is and that is and what the government's going to do. And you know what? The government can try, but I don't believe that they can shut it down. nor do I think that, you know, that they're going to. And again, I don't know that if it becomes regulated and they have control of it, then it won't be as popular. You know, remember, one of the things you've got now is the popularity is some of the intricacies of cryptocurrencies and some of the things that they do. But in the meantime, certainly, if you own some, I'm not telling you to sell it all because I would never do that. But I would tell you that I would certainly sell some. You know, I would certainly take all of my risk out for right now. Okay. You know, so if I have, you know, if I got 50 Bitcoins, okay. You know, and you know, right now that would be a value of 750,000. All right. And I only put in 30,000 to begin with. Well, I'd certainly sell two or three, put some of the money in my pocket. You know, remember the worst thing you should have is to regret that you're making less as it's going in your direction. And that kind of goes in trading in general. That, you know, you continue to, you know, want to pair off risk. Okay. Again, it doesn't mean you don't participate. It just means that you slow down and take a little bit of risk off the table. And why not? You can always buy it back. Right. And again, do we think it's going to go to a billion? I mean, this is where the emotion of trading gets involved with everybody. And again, nobody's immune to this. Where, oh my God, it's never going down again. You know, again, this goes back to the internet days of the 90s. This goes back to any bubble time in history. This is what creates it. The fervor, the emotion around it is continuing to push it higher. And again, I am not telling you that it will not continue to go up. I am telling you that the pattern suggests that it's going to have a little bit of a meltdown and you'll have a chance to buy some cheaper. The pattern suggests that this is what we call a blow-off. This would be something that if it was any market that was actively traded that we could be involved in, we would be selling it. So, you know, but this is where you have to draw the line in the sand and say, okay, I'm not going to let my emotions get the best of me. I'm going to actually, you know, realize and take some money off the table while allowing myself to stay in. And that is something that I believe that anybody who owns some should do here. Is at least reduce and take something off the table so that you can now put yourself in a position of profit versus watching it and then seeing it fall apart for whatever period of time. Because what will happen is the emotion you're feeling today with how great it's going, you will feel the exact opposite emotion when it starts to fall, and you will fall into the trap, as many do over time, and sell at the bottom. So again, very common, buy at the top, sell at the bottom. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and it's a Bitcoin bear going on crazy. In the meantime, don't forget about our highschoolinvesting.com website. Again, we are trying to help educate our youth and get them set up. So if you want to help us out, you go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And I want to thank my cardiologist from Canada and some of the others out there, my people from Switzerland and all over who have helped out. I certainly appreciate it. And, of course, my Green Bay Packer fan. But in the meantime, don't forget to download the Bubba Show every single day with at libertytalk.fm. And, of course, that also you get the Sporting Edge there as well on the weekends. And we had a football game tonight, which I will have my selection late, and we've been hot, so we're gonna try to cook it again. And in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're gonna step out here for break, and we'll be right back with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you. Bitcoin, what's going on in the markets, and you know, I tell you, it's amazing, you know, how people get, and you know, they get emotionally charged into something, and and they can't control themselves. And I think this is something that, again, we're seeing in many places. And unfortunately, you know, we're seeing it in like the gold markets now. All of a sudden, you know, we were very bullish. And, you know, when they couldn't break through 1300, we had a couple of key levels to watch. And of course, now gold is falling apart a little bit. And we've got a key weekly level of 1265. You know, today it was below 1255. So we have to make sure that, you know, again, we don't want to sit there and wait for it because we don't want to be forced out later. Sometimes you just have to take your losses and move on, or take your small gains and move on. And of course, we're starting to see some of that in the stock market as well. You know, as we watch the markets trade here, you know, they look pretty ugly. You know, there's been some pretty ugly action going on. And again, we have believed that this is a bubblish kind of market. And we're not, listen, I'm not, certainly not advocating that you panic and puke everything out. Again, this goes back to just being protected and knowing where you need to be and how you're going to protect, excuse me, yourself. And if you do that, then you, again, you save capital. You have more to invest when it's time to get back involved. And, you know, other than the seasonality of this time of year, I would be very concerned. I would think the market might be this. I'm going to call this the start of the correction, which means that it doesn't mean it won't rally, you know, into the end of the year. I do believe in Santa Claus. Well, I believe in Santa Claus. I believe that the Santa Claus rally will probably happen as it often does. And this little bit of selling may be the actual setup for it, because as we know, people will start to get a little bit emotional here. They're going to get a little bit concerned. We are getting around the Christmas season. And of course, you know, it's typically a little bit more of an expensive time of year for people. So now they're watching their investments and they go, shoot, I got to get out. Get me out. You know, if you remember, my kid wants the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, you know, Billy Ray Valentine. But we got to, you know, be careful. And of course, that could be just the thing that could lead to the Santa Claus rally. Because if we get too many people short here that are panicking or trying to get out or trying to capitalize from this little bit of a sell-off, then you could see the old dead cat bounce reversal. And of course, that could lead to the Santa Claus rally. But however, if I look at this over a longer scope, a longer period, I'm going to call for the markets to, this is the start. We're going to look back and you're going to say that was the start of the correction. And that's why I think where we are in that standpoint, I think that we are at the start. I think this is going to be a deep and long, severe correction. However, that does not mean there will not be rallies in between. That does not mean there will not be these beautiful rallies that look so good you can't believe that you're not in on them. And of course, those will be just the opportunities to sell. So I think we go now from more of a neutral observing position to a sell the rally position. And what that means is now we're looking for a rally back into, you know, a price. And, you know, maybe that price, like the S&P are now lower. Okay. So maybe that means that we, you know, we go into a previous level of resistance and look to sell. We'll assign some levels next week. But again, that's what we're looking for now. We'd be looking for this market to make a lower high on the next rally up. And you can bet your ass there's going to be another rally. Okay, you can bet on it. There's going to be a rally. It's going to be sharp, and it's going to be a flyer. Yeah, it could be tomorrow. It could be off of the jobs number. You know, God only knows what they're thinking. So our point is very simple: that okay, we just have to be prepared for that, and understand that that's the kind of market that we're going to be in here, possibly. And as we look for opportunities, the opportunities will come, you know, based on, you know, where we run to next time. And I think what you're going to see, you know, I would think probably even right now, maybe 2650 in the S&P, you know, and that might be the spot to look to sell. We want to see a lower high. We've now got, you know, three consecutive, you know, lower highs coming in this market, you know, from when we peaked. And after that, I think you then want to look for those opportunities as a Passats as a spot to sell. But I would firmly expect, and you know where it'll come from, but let's say it'll come from 2,600 in the S&P, a big spike rally. And again, those rallies, you know, short covering rallies are the most appetizing, most appealing, look so delicious that you can't figure out why you're not buying into them. And of course, those are just the rallies that you don't want to buy into, because those are just the rallies that, stick it to you, all right? Because they immediately turn around. And that is always something that I warn you and I want to remind you about, is to not let the emotion take over, because what you're going to do is you're going to put yourself into a problem, and you're going to see very similar to those that will get punished in the Bitcoin. All right. Again, you can believe all you want that it's going to go forever, but I'm telling you that it ain't. Right? That's just the way markets work. So we have to find the right opportunity and now wait for opportunity. Now Bitcoin, for now, would be a buy the dip type of mentality as it continues to spike higher. But I wouldn't be surprised if you saw in the next 3 or 4 days a $3,000 to $5,000 sell off in the Bitcoin. Okay. You know, again, I don't trade it yet, and I don't own any. I've got full disclosure, I got no position here, just an opinion. But Sunday night, I'll probably start trading it. But what I'm saying here is that I think you're going to look for a spot, and until the bubble starts to burst, you don't want to chase it up like any market or chase it down. You want to look for levels. And I think the level here would be for a rally first, you know, or excuse me, a sell-off, which I think will be healthy and big. And then you'd look for an opportunity to buy. And that, again, is now in the stock markets, we're looking for the opposite. We now believe that the markets have now issued the top, and we will look for the opportunity to sell into a rally. I think that, you know, again, I think you've seen that Amazon has topped, which we actually called a couple of weeks ago. I think a lot of these stocks, Apple, we called a top a while ago. And of course, we're seeing just that type of action. Now, it's never easy. They're never going to just give it away. You have to make sure that you're doing the right thing and being patient. And when you're wrong, because you'll be wrong in these two. These, if we get the volatility back, which it appears to be happening, then you're going to have losing trades as well. Right? But what happens is, because of volatility, if it comes back, the opportunities are so much bigger, because there's so much more movement. And that's why we are always starving for that volatility model, because without it, you get no movement, so you just get tortured. When you get it, you get some mighty big swings, and you have the opportunity. And that's what we're looking for, is the opportunities that come along with volatility, because as I like to call it, volatility is the great forgiver. And, you know, there's nothing like forgiveness among friends during the holiday season. Anyways, you know, it's just something, again, markets work the same. They all work the same, and they all do the same thing. So you just have to understand the pattern that you're looking for. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at different patterns. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And if you're not getting my daily update every day, you're making a mistake. You should be getting it. It's free. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com, and the box pops up, you fill it out, and every day after the close, I send you a 3 to 5 to 6 minute video clip of what I saw, what I'm looking for, and you'll get some pretty good insight there. And of course, we want to remind you to download the show every day as well, you know, as we strive to get to 1 million downloads a month. But I need help. You know, I need more of you to do it. And of course, that's always a good thing, because if you like the show, we need to, you know, be able to build it up and have you take care of business. So don't forget to go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every day. And of course, you get the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, you know, we want to make sure you also check out our highschoolinvesting.com. It's something that we try to help educate. And of course, for now, I finance it myself. And I remind you of patreon.com/BubbaTrading if you'd like to help out. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back, right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show.
Fly me to...
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, at CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Come on, baby, it's time to rock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horwitz, and of course, as we're going to go talk to John Jenkinson over at Rural Roy Radio in a little bit. But, you know, as we get set up for John, I want to remind you all that, you know, you see some potential values starting to show up in some of the ag products. You know, again, money's always going to go somewhere. And our job is to find out where we think the best opportunity for our money will be. And I think that, you know, right now, I would say in my mind, from a buyer standpoint, the best trade on the board right now is to be buying a buyer of grains. I think you're going to see some mighty big moves coming here. And I don't, you know, again, when, I have no idea. They won't be Bitcoin kind of moves, but they'll be big. You know, I think, you know, we're looking at right now, you know, mid three corn, low four wheat, and I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, in a few months from now, mid four corn, mid five wheat. So again, I'm not predicting it today, but I do see that happening, and I think there's going to be a lot of money flowing into those spaces. You know, as investors, we'll start to chase and look for some types of yields. Because again, you know, what will happen here is when the equities start to sell off, which we believe that is, we're in process now. Again, it won't happen tomorrow. It's not a one day event. And we'll see some movement in that direction. And then I think that money will come out and look to go to some other places, which I think is always interesting. And again, you watch the same things happen over and over again. And that I think is very important to understand. Again, about the trading, it doesn't matter what the product is. It just matters what the chart pattern tells you. And the charts are, you know, the charts are legitimate, solid footprints that work across all markets because they're always the same. So we want to make sure that we have a solid, great understanding of what our expectations are without an opinion, but with a footprint that is being left by the chart. That's what our deal is we want to make sure we understand that footprint, because there's always a footprint out there and there's always something that you can find, but you have to make sure that you start to understand it and understand how to follow that next footprint. All right. And that's why we can talk about the different phases of the market, which we do often. And again, I know that there's a lot of issues out there. And, you know, one of the biggest issues is we get too concerned and too crazy about certain things. And that's where we have to learn to control ourselves and really focus back down to the overall market footprint. Because, again, you'll find, and you're going to hear me talk about it with John Jenkinson in a second here, but about what the markets are telling you. The markets are always sending you a message. And that's, I think, something that's very important to all of us is to learn to understand that message. So let's go and visit John Jenkinson at Rural Rally Radio, which is part of RFD TV. And he's going to go ahead and actually interview me. So let's go over to John right now. Here we go.
The trading and get his analysis. Good morning, Todd. How are you doing on this Wednesday?
What do you say, John? What's going on, brother?
Well, we're into the throes of winter now, I think. Isn't it cold there in Chicago?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's 30 degrees. Is that cold? It's been colder, but I can dress
compared
for the warm.
Compared to us being on a nice sunny beach somewhere in the South, yeah, I'd consider that to be cold. Well, that's good to talk to you this morning. A little bit of a start to a higher tone here this morning, but can we maintain this? Is this all being driven by weather?
Well, I don't think it's being driven by weather. I think it's being driven by the quiet of the markets. And, there's some buying going on, especially in beans. You know, beans held at 985 level and looked really solid. And now, of course, are in the tens. And they look like they can go higher. I mean, I don't see any reason why, beans, that was our key level. And we held it a number of times. And now here we are. Trying to push up, and I would see no reason why they couldn't go up and probably test, higher levels, probably somewhere in the, 1020, 1030 level. Corn has been okay. It's kind of rotating higher. Calm wheat is ridiculously cheap again and continues to get pounded. But I don't think there's much going on either way. I mean, I'm looking for much higher prices. The question is when and what will be the driving factor. And, of course, one of the things we've been talking about for weeks is if the equity markets start to give away, and they seem to have started to give a little bit away. It's not easy and markets don't announce themselves, but we do see the equities under pressure. And, again, on Monday they had what's called a key reversal pattern, which is they opened on the all-time new highs and closed on their lows of the day. And yesterday, if you watched, the markets at all, the Nasdaq was vicious, but down big, up big, and then collapsed late in the day. Those are big warning signs, and the only thing that's keeping me from saying, hey, the markets are going to break here is the seasonality of the Santa Claus rally that usually shows up around this time. But from a grain standpoint and an agricultural standpoint, I think that, we're looking for higher prices. I'm certainly a buyer of corn and wheat. Soybeans, I'm a little still concerned, and I kind of missed this last 30-cent rally. But I look for higher prices, and I see no reason why we can't go much higher.
Todd, where do you see resistance then in this soybean market? And I'm talking about really, really firm resistance here at the top.
Well, I think you're probably going to see probably around, 1050 would be, the ultimate here that we could get there. I mean, I think you can see some resistance somewhere around, 1030. And then 1050 would be the ultimate real spot to break out of, which goes back to, July and August of this year to break that out. And then, of course, you have 1080 from almost a year ago. So I think those are key numbers and key levels. And, again, if we get some equity sell-off, then that money is going to be looking for a home. And there's right now, in my opinion, there's no better home than corn, wheat, and then soybeans. Wheat would be my first choice. I think wheat will be once again, as it has become the dog recently. But if we go back to the summer, wheat was the king. And I think that that's going to return to be there. And I would expect to see significantly higher moves. Telling you when, that would be an impossible feat. But at some point, I think that we're going to see a lot of money start to flow into these markets, and that will be what pushes them up. It had nothing, in my opinion, nothing to do with weather or anything else. It really comes back down to the money flow. And right now, there is no money flow into the grain markets.
Does crude oil play into this? Because sometimes some of those equity funds really find crude oil pretty attractive.
I don't know about crude oil. I mean, I think crude oil is overmatched and overdone. And in fact, at some point, again, this would be, far down the road. But I would not be surprised to see crude go back to the days of the 90s when it was at, $20. There is not a real big value in crude anymore. And certainly with fuel efficiency and with alternatives now, I would expect that this market in crude right now is only higher because of the fear factor that being driven by OPEC and Saudi Arabia and those guys. And why we're worried about that, I have no idea, but that's really the thing. And if you look at the formation, we are in a backwardation formation, which means that all the premium is built into the current month or the front, and that is, fear. That's a fear premium, and that's it. And I would not be surprised, to see oil get collapsed here at some point, because it doesn't have the effect, and growth is not something that is going to help oil, which we don't have any much growth right now to begin with.
Well, and I'm looking here. Yesterday I was looking at a chart, and I can't find it right now. I didn't bring a copy with me. But don't we have a double top on that crude oil chart right now?
Yeah, you do. You know, right around that 60 level is a spot that you would look to be a seller, which I am and have been. But we are, you know, you can look at that a couple of ways. I mean, we're uptrending since the low of 42 back in July or late June. So we've been in a gentle uptrend. Now we're now flattening here, and after hitting 59, you know, we've started to turn a little bit lower. And again, I think you're seeing more of a fear trade here, holding the prices here. And certainly, I think the short side is the right side to be on. But of course, you know, being short markets is sometimes very, very painful and can be very scary. But I do believe that the risk reward is certainly if you're going to be short this market, because I certainly could see back to the 40s in a matter of days versus I think we'll have a very tough time getting over 60.
But there's still a lot of longs in that market, right?
There's always a lot of longs. Listen, there's always a lot of longs, but there's, except in the grains. The grains, there's a lot of shorts. In the crude oil market, there's a lot of people trying to play this OPEC and manipulation trade, which virtually never works in the long run. And what will usually happen is a lot of people end up screaming and puking out, as that's a very technical term, by the way, their positions once the market starts to break.
Interesting. Todd Horowitz here with us with Bubba Trading. And Todd, when we come back, we'll get into the protein complex. So that's straight ahead here on the commodity.
That was part one of my weekly interview with John and Rural Rally Radio. And again, you understood kind of what I said. And, you know, we talked about, you know, a number of different products. And, you know, I have an opinion based on what the markets are telling me. You don't ever hear me talk about the fundamentals. You hear me talk about what the pattern suggests. In the meantime, I'm suggesting you go to libertytalk.fm every day and download The Bubba Show as well as The Sporting Edge. And, of course, I'm also suggesting that you get the Bubba's daily update every day. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and the box will pop up. You'll fill it out and you'll get email every day from me. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Horowitz, we're going to step out of a break. We'll be right back. Have a break. Jenkinson over at Rural Rally Radio. But I also want to remind you that, you know, we've been talking a little bit about footprints and about bubbles and about other things. And of course, you know, in the what they'll call the protein complex or the meats, you know, we had been waiting for a target to hit in with the feeder cattle, and that was 148, and it's below there now. And we waited patiently, took a lot of abuse from everybody saying that they'd never go down there again. And of course, here they are down there, and that's something that I think is again goes back to the market footprint. When you look at these things, your understanding has to be, okay, here is the market footprint, and that is the best way. As you know, I talk to RFD at TV and here all the time, and on Aurora Radio is about the money. It's always about the money. Money flow is the deal. Okay, so the money will tell you what should be happening, and eventually it's proven usually right. Now again, it's not always right, but again, we're not worried about, we're not trying to be always right. We're trying to be right more than we're wrong and to make money on it, doing it that way. But you can't change the overall dynamics of any market. Okay, you have to let the market tell you what it's going to do, which indicates that you need to follow the overall market footprint, which will then put you in a much better spot to create yourself a successful trade, a successful investment, and things that you're looking for versus, you know, again, we all have the same issues. We get emotional. We get, you know, we don't want to miss out. You know, the Bitcoin is the perfect chart right now for people to look at. And not because it's Bitcoin, but just because of the type of action that it's getting. That is telling you that the end is near in the short term here. All right, well, we're going to go over to our buddy now, John Jenkinson at Rural Rally Radio, and we're going to discuss about cattle and hogs and some of the other stuff. So let's go right now, and here we go.
our guest here on Commodity Wrap on this Wednesday. And Todd, I got to hand it to you. You really called it on this feeder cattle market here some time back. Big precipitous fall yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it came out of nowhere, and it was interesting because we were looking for 148, and it came down to 149 early on Monday, and then again yesterday, and then before you knew it, you know, I know somewhere around 11:30 yesterday morning, boom, there it was at 146. And again, now I think you look to find a spot to buy. I don't think you jump in here. I think what you have to do is you want to watch to make sure that the actual bottom is now in place. And how we know that, or how we at least speculate that that is that if it starts to stay steady here and tries to rally a little bit, you would then start to look to be a buyer. But again, it could go a little bit lower. But, you know, I don't think there's a lot more room now to the downside. I think finally they've caught up, and all the patterns are kind of like in sync now. So I think that this is probably very near the end of this particular selling pressure. And certainly I'm no longer interested in being a seller. I'm now interested in looking for a spot to buy, because I do think we will have higher prices and we'll test the highs again.
Yeah, the fundamentals didn't change much. All this was it, I should ask, is it technical in nature, or was it just money flow that was just all of a sudden said, oh, okay, we've ridden this thing as high as it'll go, now let's turn it around.
John, it's always about the money, baby. That's what the markets come down to. We can try to justify because of this, that, and the other thing. At the end of the day, it comes down to money, and the money decided that it had enough, and it was out, and it actually basically, you would call it almost a puke out yesterday. As you saw how fast we dropped, I think we got down almost $4 at one time before closing down about 220. And now, all of a sudden, we'll see where we go. So it comes down to the money. The fundamentals are really moot when it comes to, you know, this type of trading, because it comes back to dough.
What are the funds thinking right now? What are the money managers taking a look at? I know that you had mentioned, you know, the Dow and the money markets earlier, but now what are they thinking? Because we're into that December, as you pointed out. You know, everybody gets all bulled up this time of year, and everybody's spending money. But then when we roll the calendar to January, whoops.
Well, I think the equity managers, they're just buyers. They don't know any better. They just, you know, they want to continue to be in because that's how they get paid. I think the ag guys are concerned that they couldn't really break down the wheat or corn markets. I mean, they got them lower, but they couldn't really break them, which would be a cause for concern, because that would create a springback rally. And of course, I think they're, you know, they were long in the cattle markets and they got hammered. And I think now they'll start to liquidate, and you'll probably see them try to reverse, which would be a perfect for what we're looking for, because then we'd like to get the bounce off of that bottom. And once they get out, which I think they started to get out, you saw that big move. I think that's the start of the next leg up. Once we get past this,
I talked to one analyst yesterday off the air, and we were just having a frank conversation. And one of the things that he pointed out, he says, now that we kind of have some idea what is going to be in this tax business, you know, now that it's going through conference, all of that euphoria that caused the market to run up to that is now spent, and now there's really nothing else to hang out there right now. And he says he was very, very concerned, and he even used the word collapse, and he used it cautiously.
Well, I think he possibly is right. I mean, this was certainly, and I've written about this many times, this was certainly a buy the rumor, sell the news kind of event. And of course, the tax plan is lousy to begin with. I mean, this tax plan is a brutal proposal. And unfortunately, I think that President Trump is settling because he needs to get a victory in his office versus getting the right thing done. This, to me, does nothing for anybody. And I think that for small business, this is going to be a crusher. This even gives a bigger edge to the big businesses. So is there a collapse coming? We never know. I mean, you know, listen, from an equity standpoint, markets in history go up 8% year over year. For right now, could this market collapse here? Yeah, it could go lower, and then you'd be a buying opportunity at some point. But at the end of the day, we've got a lot of issues in debt being number one that has not been ever addressed. And that, I think, is some of the big things we're worried about here.
And that debt has a direct play on the dollar, doesn't it?
It does. And of course, the one problem with the dollar today, which is why I'm not a big dollar guy anymore, is that the dollar is so manipulated by the central banks. You know, they almost take turns crushing their own currency so they can kind of create that artificial growth and get better exports. And that becomes another issue, which is this whole mess that ties together with this manipulation of everything is a problem that will eventually have to play itself out, and it will not be pretty when it's done. And that is one of the big issues that we see from a market standpoint that nobody wants to talk about. That, you know, you cannot continue to borrow your way out of debt. You cannot continue to play with the currency to try to create artificial growth. And you have to go back to a free market system, which we've kind of destroyed because everything is based on cheap money. And that's the big problem.
Brother Todd Bubba Horowitz here with us. And Todd, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Have a great day today. And when we come back, we'll wrap up.
Of course. That was fun and always great to be with my buddies. In the meantime, it is a football Thursday, as always. I got the Atlanta Falcons against the New Orleans Saints, Nolens. All right. Nolens is a 1-point favorite at Atlanta. And we're going to make our play is going to be Atlanta. Atlanta's going to kick some booty, some Nolens booty tonight. In the meantime, we'll take New Orleans. I mean, we'll take Atlanta over New Orleans. And in the meantime, don't forget about highschoolinvesting.com. You know, check out the site. Do me a favor. Check out the site, because I think what I'm going to do is, for those of you who do help out through patreon.com/BubbaTrading, I'm going to open it up and let you get some free education in there as well. That's one of my thoughts, and let you be members for being contributors and helping me help our youth. That's what I want to do. It's patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And don't forget about libertytalk.fm, where you can download the Bubba Show every single day. And, of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And I want everybody to have a great day. Enjoy the game tonight. And remember, get jobs numbers in the morning before the market's open. And for those of you who are my members, we're going to trade the job numbers live. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody night, everybody. Thanks. Good night.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.